Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
You're dead. No, again.
I can help you. Turn it off.
You're gonna lose her, Damon.
She's ruthless without her humanity. The cure is the fastest way to get it back.
Catherine has the cure. She's gonna want to cram it down your throat.
The last thing that you want is for that cure to be used on you, so you bring it to me.
You don't scare me, Silas.
Just a little something on that mummy body.
Tell her Catherine's former addresses, including a couple from the last 2 months.
You want the cure off the table, I want to take it. We can work together.
Why are we stopping? We searched 3 cities in the last 24 hours. I'm sick of Top 40 radio, and I smell like leather.
And that's my fault. You are the one who stole the list of Catherine's possible whereabouts. Did you ever think that Damon had bad information?
Have I mentioned I can't stand the sound of your voice?
Too bad. We're not done. Get in next town.
In a minute. I'm hungry.
We're not here for a pub crawl, Elena. I want the cure. Catherine has it. We don't stop until we find her.
I said in a minute.
Oh, my God. You startled me.
Did I?
Catherine, what are you doing?
You know me?
Of course. I know most people around here prefer you to feed from the neck, but I asked you to drink from my wrist, remember?
And I'm having a little bitch compel the whole town. I think we just found Catherine. What's my full name?
Catherine Pierce. I love the new do, by the way.
So how do you know Catherine?
How do I know who?
Me. How do you know me?
Small town, everybody knows everybody.
So everyone here knows Catherine?
I'm sorry, I don't know who you're talking about.
She compelled people to forget all about her unless she was talking to them herself. Clever girl. How long have we known each other?
It's been a while, I can't remember.
Where do I live? Where do I work?
I don't know.
Who do I spend time with? Do I have any friends?
You said we could all be friends with you, as long as we kept your secret.
What secret?
I don't know.
They so much even scratched the paint on my car.
Well, just be grateful Sheriff Forbes was able to track down the car after you let them, steal it from you.
Remind me to send her some mini muffins. We really need 10 gallons of gas, or you're making me just lug this around as punishment.
Well, they ditched your car after it ran out of fuel. We gotta fill it up. We got 100 miles before we get to Willoughby.
Yeah, well, I don't remember that name from the list of places that I got in New York.
Oh, the list? You mean the list they stole from right under your nose after you let your guard down? They'll be there. Sheriff Forbes tracked down the car they stole after yours.
Screw the muffins. I'll get her champagne. If Elena is wherever it may be.
Willoughby. Cream Corn Capital, Pennsylvania. They'll be there. Let's just hope we get to them before they get to the cure.
Ooh, silver lining. If Rebecca takes the cure, then she's mortal, and then we can just kill her right then and there.
Ooh, dark cloud. Elena stays a vampire forever. Look, why don't you just table the revenge fantasies for now and just keep your eye on the prize? Find Catherine, get the cure, get out before you get your neck snapped again.
Believe me, I learned my lesson. Elena without humanity is a stone-cold bitch. And I won't trust her until we get the old Elena back.
Look at that. Finally on the same page about something.
Look at that.
Me. He stabbed me with the white oak steak. A piece of it
still inside me.
I thought Klaus, that could kill you.
Well, I suddenly feel like I'm dying.
As much as I would love to watch you die, you still haven't found me that cure.
Silas!
Right. Last night I looked like Shane. Today I look like Caroline. And tomorrow, who knows?
Show me your real face.
Now why would I do that when I can look like whomever I want you to see? Resist me all you want, Klaus, but until you bring me the cure, I will bring you nothing but misery.
Hey, excuse me, do I get any mail today?
What happened to your hair?
I cut it.
In the last 2 minutes?
I was here 2 minutes ago.
Are you feeling okay, Miss Pierce?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks. She was here 2 minutes ago. That means that she can't be that far. How about you check inside? I'll look in the parking lot.
Okay.
I'm impressed. I never thought you would find me here. Oh, well. Place to die.
I couldn't agree more.
You've chosen a beautiful place to die. Where's the cure?
What?
No, I'm here to avenge my annoying little brother speech. People die. You move on. I'm just turning off our humanity switch. So sad for the boys, though. Their special snowflake of human frailty is gone. Well, if we're gonna be a while, I'm gonna go grab some menus. You're not going anywhere. I forgot how charming you were.
I'm surprised you remember me at all, seeing as though you were so busy wedging yourself between my brothers.
Oh my God, what happened?
I'm fine, Jelaine. You didn't see anything. Every minute you two waste with your yapping is another minute we give Stefan and Damon to find us.
Where's the cure? I'm sorry. I'm on Vervain.
Well, he just tortured out of you fun.
Why do you two want it anyway?
Question is, why do you want it?
Let me guess, to kill Niklaus?
I've spent the last 500 years running from your big brother. I have no intention of being within sniffing distance of him. But since it can be used against him, I'm sure he's just itching to get his hands on it. I give him the cure. He gives me my freedom. You poor victim.
Where's the part in your plan where you screw us over and somebody dies?
I have no reason to screw you over. I know you don't believe me. But it is the truth. People change. I'm not the girl you think I am.
I don't have it on me.
I didn't think it in, but I'm sure there's something in that can help us find it.
Who's M? A friend. It says here you're meeting at 2. I guess I'll just have to meet M myself.
Got your 50 bajillion messages. This better be life and death.
Go away.
Klaus? Where are you?
What happened to you?
I need more time. Stop hounding me!
I'm hounding you? I'm supposed to be running 3 different prom committees right now, and you keep phone stalking me!
Caroline. Is it really you?
Klaus?
me.
Okay, I don't know if this is some new way of flirting, but it sucks. And I have more important things to do.
Wait. Please. Silas, he stabbed me with a white oak stake. There's a piece of it stuck inside me.
Why would Silas attack you?
Well, I was in no position to ask questions. Suffice it to say, I'm hurt. So you can understand why I called you.
You ran Tyler out of town. You killed his mother, and you think I'm the person to call for help?
If I die, you, Tyler, all of your friends die with me.
What do you want me to do?
Well, it's quite simple, really. I need you to cut the stake out of me.
Something's not right. Catherine Pierce does not hole up in Hickstown, PA.
This is definitely the car they stole. We're in the right place.
Points to them for their choice in vehicles.
So let me ask you something. What happens when we find Elena? How do we get her back to Mystic Falls? She's not exactly going to go quietly, and she has an original vampire as her bodyguard.
We do whatever we have to do. I don't care if we have to throw Rebecca under a school bus and wrap Elena in a burlap sack. We do whatever we have to do.
I'm serious.
I am, too.
I don't care what Elena wants right now. She's this close to going off the rails for good, and that ain't happening. It's just pain enough as it is.
So what happened to the guy who thought Elena should embrace being a vampire? Let the chips fall where they may.
My guy got his neck snapped in New York, and this guy is royally pissed off.
What do you think?
It's close. Not quite slutty enough. But you need more eyeliner.
I'm gonna need yours.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Fine. Your bracelet, watch, earrings. Hand them over. Enjoy the bracelet.
That's my daylight bracelet. It's daytime outside. I'm gonna need it. Besides, it's not gonna work on you.
Fine. I really am gonna need that jacket, though.
All right, fine, fine, fine.
It'll never work, you know. The bad haircut, the doe eyes. He'll never pass for me. You'll never pass for me.
Dorothy, I'm all managed.
You'll never pass for me. You two are pathetic. You two are pathetic.
Oh, perfect. Just the right level of contempt and hidden insecurity.
Almost there. Something's missing. Your shoes. I want your shoes. Come on, Em.
You know, it's funny. I've always been a little envious of the legend that is Catherine Pierce. The way you could wrap man around your little finger. The way Elijah betrayed class for you. The way the Salvatore brothers stumbled head over heels for you. And yet, here we are, all these years later. In a town that you've had to compel into liking you.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. It's really more sad than funny. You know you can't split the cure with Elena, right?
She doesn't want to.
I know. But you do. You want to take it? Are you really that dumb or just naturally blonde?
I want a normal life again.
You mean you want a do-over? Well, guess what? You can't have it. The cure will only take away your immortality. Everything else you hate about yourself, you'll still wake up with that in the morning. And you won't even be able to compel yourself a friend.
Ladies.
Very nice.
There goes the neighborhood.
I see you got Catherine already. You're losing your touch, evil one.
Where's Elena?
Katerina.
Elijah. You're a little late, aren't you?
You colored your hair. I like it.
Thank you. It's actually gonna...
I missed you.
And I've missed you.
It's an interesting little town you've chosen to settle down in.
So do you have it with you?
Do I have what?
The cure.
It's in a safe place. Why don't I go and get it? And then I'll bring it back.
Where's Catherine, Elena?
So let me get this straight. I tell you where Elena is to shove the cure down her throat, and then I end up in a box, right? I don't think so.
What about you over there, Smiley? Do you know where she is?
I can give you a hint. Stop right looking at the town morgue. She's probably dead. She went to meet up with a friend of mine. You may know him. An original brother. Impeccable taste. Elijah?
Elijah's here? Well, you sort of have to question Elijah's impeccable taste if he's friends with you.
Oh, when I say friend, I mean friend.
Oh.
It probably took him about 10 seconds to realize that she wasn't me, at which point he probably yanked her heart right out of her chest.
All right, where are they? Rebecca. You do realize if something should happen to Elena, you have no chance of finding the cure, right?
Fine. They were supposed to meet at the gazebo by the park.
I'll go talk to Elijah.
You deal with Elijah. Catherine will take us to the cure. No, she won't. The cure is my one chance to win my freedom back from Klaus.
You're gonna broker a deal with Klaus?
No. She's gonna get Elijah to broker the deal for her. That's why you need your little friend, isn't it? Some things never change, Catherine.
Nope.
Fine. Move. You have to follow me. Oh my God. You do have a heart. Oh, my bad. Just a bloody rib.
Well, I'm glad you're finding my misery so amusing.
Oh, I swear there's nothing in here. And if you think I'm having fun, you're insane.
You killed 12 witches for your friend Bonnie. You can't even get your hands a little dirty for me. Here, I thought we were becoming friends.
You thought wrong. Sorry. You know what? I'm not sorry. You deserve to suffer for everything that you've done. So today, we're gonna do things my way. You want my help? You let Tyler come back to town and give me your word that you will not hurt him.
Katerina. Hello, Elijah?
Where is Catherine?
Where's Elena?
Safe. How long she remains will depends upon you.
Well, I guess the same goes for Catherine.
Well, Catherine can take care of herself against the two of you.
Oh, you mean the three of us? Your little sister decided to join Team Good Guys for the time being.
Put her on the phone.
Well, she's not here right now. I left her with Damon and Catherine.
Tell me where they are.
Relax.
No one's going to get hurt as long as Catherine hands over the cure.
Do you understand how much my sister despises Catherine?
I assure you, Rebecca will end her the moment she ceases to be of use.
Well, just tell me where you are, and we can talk this through.
You listen to me very carefully, Stefan. If anything whatsoever happens to Catherine, I will descend upon it now.
You're both idiots.
Excuse me?
Oh, what happened to you, Elijah? I mean, I thought you were supposed to be a man of honor, and yet you've been hooking up with Catherine this entire time?
Well, I suppose this man of honor always shared a connection with Catherine. She contacted me when she learned about the cure. We thought we could be of mutual use to one another.
Of mutual use?
Mm-hmm.
Please. You fell for her trap just like every other one of those idiots.
You underestimate me, Elena. I know who she is. I know what she's done.
And you think she's changed? She's playing you. She lied to you, Elijah.
She didn't lie to me about your transformation. You're not just a vampire, though, are you? You're something else. You're not yourself. You've abandoned your emotions. Why?
My brother's dead. Your girlfriend killed him. You didn't know? Of course you didn't.
She lied.
I hate to say I told you so, but... duh.
No sudden moves. No tricks either. No Catherine name. Wow. A quilt and a fish aquarium.
Who the hell are you?
A very old lady with dreadful taste.
It's gone. The cure. It was in the safe, but it's not there.
Not falling for it. Where is Auntie Catherine?
I swear it was in the safe.
But just like Elijah's really your boyfriend, and this is really your life.
And for all we know, this isn't even your house.
That doesn't look like the Catherine I know.
Maybe. You don't know Catherine at all. Did it ever occur to you that you have no idea who I really am?
Did it ever occur to you that you're not that deep?
This whole small town girl thing, we all know it's an act.
Where is the cure?
Whoa, hang on. We need her alive. The cure's not here.
Check upstairs. I'll check down. I got this.
So if I was a paranoid, distrustful sociopath, where would I keep my most prized possession?
It should be fun.
Because I want it to be close, but not on me.
Accessible, but not obvious.
I want to keep it safe, but not so safe that it'd be too difficult to grab and run.
Well, that is a fancy little treasure chest.
In a tank with no fish.
I think I have to check that out.
The vein water. Looks like we have a winner.
Give it to me or you're dead. You're gonna kill me anyway. So what's more important to you, huh? Killing me? Or getting the cure?
What? Rebecca?
Don't even think about it.
Rational vampires that we are. Becca?
Oh, give it a rest. Me taking this cure is the best thing that'll ever happen to you.
Don't do anything, stupid.
Admit it. You don't want human Elena running back to Stefan whilst you're left out in the cold again. Go on, Damon. Tell me why you want Elena to have the cure. Sorry, God.
No!
I can feel the splinters moving towards my heart. Help me!
Your word first.
What makes you think I would simply break my word?
You want to be friends? Friendship. Stage one. Show me that I can trust you.
I saved your life. Twice.
Because you put it in danger. Twice. Why can't you just do something decent for once?
Because Tyler Lockwood tried to kill me.
We've all tried to kill you. And you've tried to kill most of us. So how do you think that you deserve my friendship when you've done nothing to earn it?
I will not have my hand forced by you or anyone else.
What is wrong with you? I am reaching out to you despite everything that you've done, and you still can't get out of your own way. Good! I feel sorry for you.
Don't turn your back on me!
I should have turned my back on you ages ago!
It's gone.
What?
Pain. The pain is gone. It was never there. It got in my head. Silas. Got inside my head. You took my mind off it. You brought me back, Caroline.
Silas can make you, of all people, believe that you're dying. What can he do to the rest of us?
Did you even try to stop her? You forgot the part where I was bobbing for boxes in vervain water. All you had to do was stall her, Damon.
Sorry, it's Rebecca. I didn't have a pony to distract her, Stefan.
You let her take it, didn't you? You were never on my side. Now Lena will be a vampire for the rest of her life, just like you wanted.
I know what it feels like to lose a brother. I'm sorry for your pain. I only hope that you can find your way back to yourself someday.
Just like you hope Catherine will find her way back? You still think that innocent girl you saved from Klaus ages ago is in there somewhere?
I'd like to think so, yes.
She's not. She's a monster now, Elijah. The sweet peasant girl you fell in love with way back when is dead. And she's not coming back.
I'm not a fool, Elena. Of course this has occurred to me, but what kind of man would I be if I didn't try to find my Katharina beneath this Catherine facade?
Your boys are all the same. Damon and Stefan still think that the girl they love is still in here somewhere, too.
You can't blame them for having hope, Elena. Be ashamed if the world lost a soul as compassionate as yours.
Your compassion is a gift, Elena. Carry it with you always and forever. I remember reading that in a letter once.
The writer sounds positively gifted. I'm sure he meant what he wrote.
I'm sure he did. And it felt good to watch that letter burn. Along with my old life, and along with Jeremy's body. Sorry, I got held up.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel great. I feel alive.
Slight problem with being alive. I can kill you now.
Just like she wanted it to. Cure was a fake.
Must have been a concentrated shot of her vein or something. Catherine.
Oh, come on. She could use a nap. It must be exhausting trying to be me.
You killed Jeremy Gilbert.
Yes, Elijah, I killed Jeremy Gilbert. A bombshell, I'm sure she just couldn't wait to drop on you. Ironic, since she supposedly doesn't care about anything.
Well, I care. You honestly feel nothing for this girl? A girl fated to live the same life that you've endured? And now you've just taken away the last of her family, just as yours was taken away from you.
Why are you looking at me like I enjoyed it? Jeremy was collateral damage. I was doing what I needed to do to survive.
Is that what I am to you? A means of survival?
Don't let sweet little Elena get to you. She hates me. She wants you to turn against me and convince you that I can't be trusted.
I asked you a question.
No. Of course you're not a means of survival. You looked out for me when I had no one. You're giving me a second chance now when no one else will. I love you. Liza. You don't believe me.
I want to. It's my disease. I just keep wanting to believe you, but how can I when at every turn you give me reason to doubt you? I don't know you. I don't know that I ever will.
Wait. You gave me your word that you would talk to Klaus. I can't make a deal without you.
Goodbye, Catherine.
Hey, what brings you by at this hour?
I came to retrieve my package.
Oh, of course. Like I said, your secret would be safe here. Hey, all the secrecy. Can I ask? What is it?
It's my freedom. Wait.
What do you want?
To tell you that you're right. I've spent so much time running and lying just to survive that I don't... I'm starting to believe my own lies. I don't even remember who I was when we first met, and I want to find out.
You have the cure.
Yeah. And I can shove this down Klaus's throat and try to kill him, but even if I manage to do it, I'd lose you. And I don't want that to happen.
How do I know this isn't another lie? Catherine Pierce deceiving yet another man.
Because I meant what I said about my feelings for you. And I'd like to think that you feel something for me too. I need you to trust me. I want you to trust me. Just like I'm trusting you. You don't owe me anything. I'm gonna let you decide where we go from here. I thought you were the smart brother.
You don't have a smart brother. Turns out I'm just as stupid as the rest of you.
Why don't you just give me the cure so I can judge you silently elsewhere?
And what could you possibly want with the cure?
I want to be human again.
How do you know that being human is the answer you're looking for? I mean, it's nothing but a romantic notion. The grass won't necessarily be greener, Rebecca.
You might be right. But I don't care. I want to live a simple life as a normal person, and when it ends, it ends. We've had 20 lifetimes together, Elijah. Isn't that enough?
I just don't understand. I mean, why must you always consider our family a burden? Always and forever. I mean, those words are as important to me today as they ever were.
You will always be my brother, and I will never stop loving you. But now it's time for me to live and die the way that I choose. Not the way you and Nick want me to. Please. Please, just give me the cure. What do you want, Nick?
An update on our search for the elusive cure.
Let's just say that things have gotten complicated. In fact, why don't you speak to one of those complications? Here.
Complication speaking.
Big brother. Last you joined the fray.
Somebody had to take charge. Now that I have, I've got the cure and I'm bringing it back to Mystic Falls.
With a long list of demands, I assume.
Not that long.
Come home, brother. We'll settle this like family.
You saw your bleach.
Hey. Thank you for helping me.
Yeah. Well, if you need anything else... Don't call me. I have a prom to plan.
Friends, then?
Are you gonna let Tyler come back into town?
You might have noticed I'm not exactly scouring the earth for him, am I?
All right, you're right. I'll let Rebecca take the cure. I thought for a second, I mean, literally just a second, if Rebecca takes this, then all my problems go away. And I couldn't think of one good reason to give it to Elena. And then Rebecca took it, and I realized how badly I screwed up.
So what's your point, Danny?
My point is, I'm sorry. Okay? I had a moment of weakness, Steph, and it's my thing. Like you and I fall into the same girl. It's our thing.
Was our thing. Look, we've been making the same mistakes for 150 years. We can judge Catherine all we want, but we keep repeating our own history just like she is. Nothing ever changes. It has to stop, Damon.
What are you talking about?
I'm done. I can't keep reliving my life like this. I owe Elena her shot at being normal again. Once we give her the cure, I'm getting her out of my life, and I'm getting a life of my own.
Okay, let's just get the cure, and then we'll talk about you riding off in the sunset all by your lonesome.
You still want to get the cure? Even if it means you might lose her.
It's a chance I'm willing to take, Stefan.
I guess all we have to do is convince her.
Like. You alright?
What's up with the silent treatment? You're the one that texted us, wanted to meet up.
You know I don't want the cure. You need to know that I never will, and I'm done talking about it, so... Will you accept that? And let me be who I am or not?
Yeah, no.
Lena, this isn't you.
It is now. And you two really need to accept it. Because if you don't, there will be consequences.
Listen, I was in the exact same situation that you're in right now. My emotions were off. I wasn't me. And you refused to accept that. You didn't give up on me. You didn't stop until you pulled me back.
Let me just top that off for you. Thanks.
Oh!
Like I said, consequences. That's one body you're responsible for. If you keep trying to fix me, there'll be a second, a 20th, and a 100th. It's your choice.
So ready to ride off into the sunset?